This is Insight. Insight, a presentation of CHYM News. Today, Insight explores Germany through the eyes of 100 young Waterloo Region people, the Dutch boy cadets, who recently completed a 7-day swing through Munich, Laar, and Baden, with some side trips in between. To introduce the show, here is news director Barry Pauley.
Originally, we had intended to put together one 15-minute program on the recent trip of the Dutch boy cadets to Germany. However, there is so much material of so much interest to so many people, we have instead decided to divide the program into two sections, 15 minutes today and 15 minutes next Sunday at the same time. This week, we trace the steps of the band during their Munich stay, and next Sunday afternoon, we'll do the last half of the trip. Also, as a special feature next week, we'll be playing sections of the shows that the young people put on, the music that they played, which got them such rave reviews. And what you just heard is the sound of 100 ambassadors, well, a few of them, getting themselves ready for another ambassadorial gesture of goodwill on behalf of Kitchener, Waterloo, and Canada. Those were some of the Dutch Boy Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps, whom I was privileged to accompany for 1 week on a tour of Germany. What you heard is one way the youngsters have of psyching themselves up, keeping their spirits high, and it indicated to me the oneness of this large group of young musicians and entertainers. For almost 2 years, this one-week trip was planned, but no one had any idea it would be as busy as it was. The next trip, say the group, will be limited to two or maybe at the most three concerts a day, not the number that sometimes took place this time. Air Canada provided the DC-8 charter plane at core cost, while some of the expenses were borne by the German Tourist Board, the Olympic Committee, and the Armed Forces. An all-night flight ended in sunny and mild weather at Munich Airport, where the youngsters were presented with the flag of the city of Munich and the flag of Bavaria, flags which were proudly flown at every performance. A walk through customs onto the waiting buses after greetings and ceremonies involving Munich's number one mayor, they have more than one, you know, Munich's Mr. Oktoberfest and some pretty girls, and it was off to their new home for a few days. They settled in at the Olympic Arena and soon began sightseeing for a while before their first big performance at the Olympic Soccer Stadium. 75,000 people saw them perform, and European TV was there. Obviously, the people loved it. They liked the lederhosen and the dirndl costumes that are a part of the Dutch boys, and they couldn't get over the musicianship of these young people who range in age from 10 to 17 years. After the show, there was a whole section of the stands that rose up, waved flags, and chanted, "Canada!" What a thrilling thing to see. The band had previously played a number outside the Olympic Stadium for the mayor's soccer game. Now, time to rest. Many of the group were too excited to rest. They prowled around their rooms, peeked into the hallways, and started buying their souvenirs. Then it was supper time, after which some more free time until lights out. The next day, it really began to get busy. The Corps, attracting a crowd wherever it went, either individual members or the whole group, took a slow bus trip around the Olympic grounds, and another slow bus trip into the heart of Munich, where they marched down the main mall of the city, right to City Hall, a place where no foreign band had ever been invited to perform before. And this was a Sunday, with all the stores closed. Yet there were thousands of people walking the streets, window shopping, meeting friends, and just enjoying themselves. Lots of tourists, too, because this was Oktoberfest in Munich. The Glockenspiel, famed around the world, right above them, the band put on another double performance as hundreds of people crowded around and applauded enthusiastically. Then the group walked back the half mile up the mall, and who could blame them for losing a bit of discipline and gawking around at some of the sights as they marched? Another tour was given them. Once more, they were thoroughly impressed, as this interview with Corps member Ted Johnson will attest.
What's your name?
Ted Johnson.
Where are you from?
Kitchener. Kitchener, Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
You can give your whole address if you like, street and everything.
Oh, 90 Pinehurst.
90 Pinehurst.
Fourth site, yeah.
Okay. Are you enjoying the trip?
I really enjoy it, yeah.
What are the things that you remember the best about Germany?
The Olympic Center. I really enjoyed that. And the tour of Munich. That was really something else.
And you enjoyed playing for the people? Was the reception all you figured it might be?
Yeah, it was. It was more, because they've never seen a drum corps, and they stood there and watched us with open mouths. I mean, it was powerful.
And what have you missed so far from Canada?
The music. Yeah, I've really missed music. That's about all.
And there was still more in store as the youngsters kept hopping their entire time. Another tour within Munich, and it was supper time. Then time for a rest before a little more souvenir buying, and then lights out. Of course, sandwiched in here that night was an ice skating period where the kids who wanted to could get skates and use the ice surface for the rest of the public. Language wasn't a problem. There was at least one youngster who spoke German and could translate for you if you paid him a mark for each customer. Mostly the customers wanted to talk to the young German Fräuleins. Sherry Anthony, another Corps member, was really excited about the trip to that point.
Sherry Anthony.
And what's your address and where do you come from?
68 Islington Ave in Canada.
Kitchener, right. And how are you enjoying the trip?
Oh, it's really nice. I like the scenery and the country.
And how about the people? How have they been treating you?
Really nice, especially the armed force.
Anything you particularly miss about that you haven't had in here in Germany?
Food, the Canadian food.
Monday morning, September 30th, featured a full-scale tour of the Technological Museum, a tour that lasted all morning. Then in the afternoon, down to the Oktoberfest grounds, where the Corps created chaos with their uniforms and their music as they marched down the main street to the Bavarian statue. Formed up on the steps of the statue, after having been led down the street by a virtual flying wedge of police, the band performed to a tumultuous round of applause by the festival-goers and onlookers. After the instruments went back on the truck, I took the opportunity to ask another of the Corps members how he was enjoying the tour.
What's your name?
Janice Hoskins.
And where are you from, Janice?
12 River Street North in Waterloo.
And what do you think of the trip?
I think it's great. I really do. It's really neat.
What are the things that you remember the most about the trip?
Oh, when we went down to the city hall and so on, you know. Like when we were walking down the street and all the pictures being taken.
Did they ask you to pose for any special pictures, group of you?
No.
I understand that some of them came up to Mr. Scott and asked for special pictures to be mailed back, and they gave Mr. Scott some addresses and so on of pictures of the Corps and some of the individuals in the Corps to be taken over there and mailed back here to Germany.
The next morning it was time to go, and no matter where you asked the questions, those answers were still the same.
Hey, what's your name?
Jamie Burke.
Well, what's your address, Jamie?
256 Victoria Street in Hamburg.
And Jamie, what do you enjoy about your trip to Germany?
Well, the idea of traveling, I guess.
Anything special that you'll remember after you get home?
Some of the Fräulein. how clean it is over here compared to Canada. And just the atmosphere. The people are real friendly.
They've treated you really well, have they?
Yeah.
And is there anything you especially miss over here from home?
No, not really. Sort of all here. Not really that different.
Up early in the morning, the kids got on the bus for a six-hour trip to the Canadian Forces base at Laar, when the kids and those of us who followed the band would be staying for the next few days. That morning, outside the ice palace, as they were loading, I got hold of Don Scott, the Corps director.
Well, the kids are super. They've been really accepted very well over here. In fact, on the main street, you know, people just stop and talk with them, and Canadian. Going down the street and with the Corps, you hear all the people, you know, saying Canadian, which makes them pretty proud, and their eyes light up. It's just the greatest experience I've ever been involved with.
And do you think there's a possibility that of coming back again or coming back to Germany again sometime in the future? Has it been that good, that well received?
Well, the people from the Ministry of Tourism are just knocked out what's happening. They just, you know, they've never seen anything like it. And the kids have been really goodwill ambassadors, and I think they're really something to be proud of as far as Kitchener-Waterloo is concerned, Ontario and Canada. Our big problem, as you know, is that we're $12,000 short, and we're coming home to a big banknote. So we're going to have to clear that off and do a lot of thinking again, but I know that we would be probably invited back easily, but it does cost money, and depends. If we get invited back on the cuff, that's fine, but right now we do have a a bill to pay off yet for this trip, and they do want us back. It's gone over very big. Maybe somebody over here will say, let's have them back and we'll pay the shot. They would be back.
I noticed that most of the youngsters have pretty red eyes. Did they get much sleep over here?
Oh, yes, they do, really. We came over on Saturday, and they performed right away in the Olympic Stadium and, of course, through the grounds, and they also played for the Mariners football game. And that night, they got to bed pretty fast, and they've been getting lots of sleep. The food has been good, and nobody's been upset. So we haven't had any sickness. We haven't had any problems this way. Last night, they got in their rooms at 10 o'clock, for instance. Lights out at 10:30, 11 o'clock, there wasn't a sound anywhere. Now, we woke them up at 7 this morning, so it hasn't been too strenuous. That's been pretty well the routine on sleep, so they've been getting good sleep, and they're ready to go.
Now, how's the accommodation been here in the ice palace?
Well, the Olympic Committee, of course, has supplied us with air mattresses, and the kids have rolled their sleeping bags on top of those, so they've been comfortable. We've been sleeping in dressing rooms that were used for the hockey teams and so on. And the first night they were pretty cold because there's ice in here, and the coldness seemed to go through those cement floors. The next night we got the heat on the radiators, and everything's been very warm for them, and they have been very comfortable. So we're looking forward to the Army Hotel tonight for some nice beds.
Has there been any sickness or homesickness or anything among the young people?
They haven't had time to get homesick. No, it hasn't been any. We had a little girl we thought maybe had the flu yesterday, but she had a bit of an upset stomach, and we kept her off yesterday. But she's chirper here today, and that's the only case where, you know, it's not a case of homesickness. I think food maybe didn't agree with her, but fine. We've had nobody's down, and everybody's up.
There are some special people that I think the people back home should know have worked extra special hard, of course, besides yourself, some of the chaperones and so on. I'd like you to mention a few names, if you would.
Well, Al Woodhouse, and Al works at Lecter Home, and we call him Uncle Woody, and he looks after all the chaperones, and he's just done a magnificent job. Everything is planned down. The chaperones work in shifts, and Woody's done a real good job, so Al Woodhouse has just been a tremendous tower of strength here. Don McCracken, our business manager, he's always around at our right hand and pitching in anywhere. I've never seen a fellow work so hard, and any little detail work, he picks it up, and it takes a lot of pressure off people. We have fellows along like Alf Wild. Alf Wild handles our equipment along with Adam Schwab and Dave Penner and Bill Huckstra. And there's a lot of equipment here. It's filling up, four units here. And these men work pretty hard. Mind you, the kids do all their own packing. They have to carry everything out. But these men are repairing instruments. We had drum heads to replace, and there's countless little jobs. So these men have been doing an excellent job. Our ladies, of course, Lou Wicks and Marilyn Barron are nurses with us, and they haven't been overly busy, but they've been running around with the odd medication some of the kids have brought up. They have a time schedule on every child that has to take anything for hay fever, such things as that, and they remind the kids they get their pills to them. So Lou Wicks and Marilyn Barron have just been terrific. I can go on and on. There's so many here. Dave Penner, I mentioned before, along with Leo Pohornik. Leo is our interpreter, and as we're sitting here now, he's talking to his sister, who he hasn't seen for about 18 years, and sister and brother-in-law. Leo has been our interpreter, and Dave Penner also the interpreter. And also four or five of the kids in the corps speak German. So they've been a big hit with the corps here because as the fellows want to talk to some of the little German girls in the skating rink last night, they said, hey, Glennie, come here. This is Glennie Wicks. You know, what's she saying? And
has there been a language problem at all?
Not really. It's surprising. The kids are getting to use their hands and make motions, and you know, they catch on pretty fast. And of course, over here, there's a number of things in English too. It's difficult to get food downtown not knowing the language. So we thought we'd have a real problem here. But it's surprising once you say, you know, speaking through English, they get a waiter or a waitress over that speaks some English, and everything's just fine. They get hamburgers and French fries. There's McDonald's here. There's Woolworths here. Just like being home.
Thanks very much, Don. Don Scott, coordinator and director of the Dutch Boy Cadets Drum and Bugle Corps.
And that about told it all to that point, except that there were stories in the newspaper, many of them about the performances, and there was no doubt in anyone's mind the Dutch Boy Cadets had turned on the city of Munich.
You've been listening to the first of a two-part Insight program prepared and edited by news director Barry Pauley on the Dutch Boy Cadets trip to Munich, Germany. Join us again next Sunday at the same time for the conclusion of 7 days with 100 ambassadors with news director Barry Pauley.